22. In the great hall, lying on a hog-length platter, she found Schedoni. He had been skewered in his chest, but he was still alive and bleeding. The blood excited Genevieve. Something in her stirred. Lightning struck, and shadows darted across the hall. She saw Chocca standing by the window, blood on his hands. He had been drinking, and was a stupefied statue. One of the maids was with him. It was Tanya, naked and oiled, on all fours like an animal. She wasn't fully human, staring eyes where her nipples should be, and a tiny scaled tail poking from her buttocks. Schedoni was breathing irregularly, his blood spreading in a puddle around him. Genevieve ran across the room to the table. Tanya hissed, but Chocca held her back. Was Schedoni her grandfather or her great-grandfather? She couldn't remember. The old man's shirt was torn open, and the skewer rose and fell with each gasp of his ribcage. Genevieve's mouth was full of blood. Her eye teeth slid out of sheaths. An ancient instinct took over. She pulled the skewer and threw it away, then fixed her mouth to Schedoni's wound. She sucked, and the old man's blood was pumped into her. Her mind cleared, and she swallowed. These people were nothing to her. She was a visitor, like Alexander and D'Amato and the girl. They had made her play her part, but it wasn't her. She wasn't Genevieve Udolpho. She was Genevieve Dieudonné. She wasn't 16. She was 669. She wasn't even human. She was a vampire. Genevieve drank and became stronger. Rough hands took her by the back of the neck and pulled her off Schedoni. Her teeth came out of the wound, and blood bubbled free from her mouth. Chocca threw her across the room. She landed like a cat and rolled upright. The steward roared through his ravaged throat, and Tanya leaped at her. She made a fist and punched the animal girl's face. Tanya bounced away, nose pushed in. It had been a subtle trap, she remembered. She'd been running, and that was part of it. She had wanted to change her life, and that had been her weakness. She could no longer live with Detlef, no longer be domesticated in Altdorf. Travelling to Tylea, she had been caught in a storm and been forced to take refuge in the house of Udolpho. Then she had been sucked into their game. Chocca had a pike taken down from the wall, 20 feet long. It looked manageable in his hands. He prodded at her. Its tip was silver. She stepped back. He was trying for her heart. Schedoni was sitting up now, wound scabbing over. That was part of the spell. Now she was out of its influence, and she suspected it wouldn't work for her. A thrust of silver and wood through her heart, and she'd be as dead as anyone. Chocca came for her. Chapter 12.